And it's time for the Norman County East School News here on KRJB 106.5 FM here with Kelly Kleina, Norman County East Principal. And Kelly, how are things going here at the school this week?
Things are going well. We're in our second week of the semester, just finished second week, and kids are doing well, getting started fresh and doing a great job in the classroom so far.
Okay. And looking at some things here we wanted to discuss today, a cell phone policy. I know a lot of schools have been discussing their policies here the last year or so with, I know, a lot of READ Act stuff and having to be complied with the state here. So just kind of want to go over a little bit your cell phone policy, because I understand you guys are making some changes to it.
Yeah. You know, so the state last summer did mandate that all schools in Minnesota have a cell phone policy in place by March of 25. And the dilemma for us was, with myself coming in new and a few others in the office coming in new, you know, we weren't sure that we could make a phone policy that was appropriate. Most of the schools in the state probably had a policy set and ready to go before school started, which is ideal. So the kids obviously know right away what the policies are. But we just didn't think that was going to be appropriate or fair for our kids and our school to guess what the issues are.
Okay. And in terms of this new policy, or is it, it's more in discussions right now, if I understand correctly, right?
Yeah, we have a few things down that we think are going to be the foundation of it. And, you know, we're in that communication stage right now. So communicating with our staff and letting them get their input, you know, communicating. I've got a couple of student leadership teams that were really good about this. And, you know, as of today, we're sharing some more with our families via our Titan connection, just to give a heads up, let them know, you know, there'll be a few changes, and, you know, just to make sure that we're communicating clearly and the students know exactly what we expect.
Okay. And of course, moving on here to the next thing, snow days. I know we talked about it here last week, but it's officially kicked off here now today. And what again are the dress up days here this week?
Yeah. So today, Monday, we had for the high school with Celebrity Day, Elementary Superhero Day. Tuesday, we've got for the high school Music Genre Day, and the elementary has their favorite holiday. Both groups are doing Pajama Day on Wednesday, and both groups are doing Dress to Impress on Thursday. And then, of course, we've got our Snow Days class t-shirts for everybody on Friday.
Okay. And of course, here also on Friday again, during the basketball game, FFA will be having their dinner.
Yes, that's a great opportunity for a lot of people, whether they want to go to the basketball game or not. You can get a 2-for-1 if you do. But the FFA is putting on a pulled pork and potato salad meal for anybody that wants to come in. And I think they're charging, let me double check here so I don't screw it up. For the adults, it's $10, and for any children 10 and under, it's $7.
Okay. And Kelly, one other thing I just thought of course, we've had the really warm weather here this last week, and it looks like the temp will be getting a lot colder here this week. And of course, we also always want to remind parents to make sure their kids are dressed for that weather.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've had quite the fluctuation of temperature over the last few weeks. And of course, when we go outside, we're very careful about it being appropriate. We kind of have some guidelines that if it gets too cold, we stay inside. But if we are outside and able to be outside, we want to make sure our kids are secure and safe with snow pants, boots, mittens, hats, gloves, etc. And, you know, it just makes it a lot easier for the kids, you know, and if they're out in the cold and they don't have that stuff, it's just miserable for them.
It's also a good reminder that Crocs are not indeed snow boots.
No, although we probably have a few kids that would prefer
Awesome. Well, Kelly, anything else for us here this week?
No, we're just going to have a great week with snow days here.
Awesome. Well, Kelly, if there's nothing else, thanks for the time here today, and yeah, hope you enjoy your first snow days.
Thank you, Preston.